Franciscan, Saint of the Day, January 23rd, the Servant of God, Zachary of Alemquer, Confessor, First Order. At the time, Saint Francis went to Rome to ask the Vicar of Christ to grant him authority and blessing to preach the gospel. A young Roman presented himself to the saint and earnestly begged for admission into the order. Saint Francis received him and gave him the name of Friar Zachary. Zachary distinguished himself in the order by his deep piety and ardent love for God and for his neighbor. So the Holy Founder considered him capable and worthy to spread the order in other countries. When he was sufficiently trained in the religious life and had received the holy priesthood, he was sent to Spain with several other brothers. He did not, however, find a favorable opportunity to found a new convent. So the band of friars continued their journey to Portugal. There they succeeded, although only after overcoming many an obstacle, in founding convents at Coimbra, Lisbon, and also at Alemquer, where Father Zachary resided and died as guardian. The power of his prayers was remarkable. Once there was no food in the convent. Nevertheless, when mealtime came around, he ordered all the brothers to sit down at table with confidence. Then he knelt down in prayer before a crucifix, and presently there appeared at the door of the convent a charming young man who brought just as many nice white loaves of bread as there were religious in the convent. On another occasion, a man came to the guardian and told him that he had doubts regarding the real presence in the Blessed Sacrament, and that he was unable to overcome them. Zachary instructed him, but it was all of no avail. Then he asked the man to attend the Mass which he was to say on the following morning. In answer to the devout prayer of his faithful servant, our Lord deigned to show himself to the doubting man as the sacrificial victim from the time of the consecration to the communion, whereupon all his doubts vanished. Zachary was glorified by God through many other miracles, and the Franciscan order continued to spread throughout Portugal. On the power of prayer. Christ our Lord has said, "Ask, and it shall be given to you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you." Luke 11:9. And speaking in general, he solemnly declared, "Amen, amen, I say unto you, if you ask the Father anything in my name, he will give it to you." John 16:23. That was said by the Almighty and true God, who is able to keep his word, who is minded to keep it, and who will keep it. Numerous examples from Holy Scripture, as also the examples just related in the life of the servant of God, Zachary, show how God kept his word. Have you not experienced this yourself? But in order to be worthy of the response promised, our prayer must be performed in the proper manner, especially with firm trust and with perseverance. For thus says Christ our Lord, "Whatsoever you ask when you pray, believe, and it will come unto you." Mark 11:24. And St. James says, "He who wavers, let him not think that he shall receive anything from the Lord." James 1:7. That our prayer must be persevering may be learned from the expressions with which our Lord exhorts us to ask it. Ask, seek, and knock. How successful, persevering, trustful prayer is, we learn from the fine example of the Canaanite woman. Matthew 15. Consider that the answer to our prayer does not always take a form which is in accordance with our wishes. Rather, sometimes it takes a much more perfect form. We, of course, believe that the granting of our desires is the best thing for us. Yet often the all-knowing and all-wise God sees that that is not the case. So he answers our prayer, if it was otherwise a good prayer, in a more perfect way, as by granting us the grace of resignation to his holy will, by strengthening our hearts with patience in the distress and suffering which he permits to continue because they are for our welfare, by giving us the grace to resist the temptations which he intends should purify and humble our soul. In that way, we always receive what Jesus Christ would ask for us, and what we also mean to ask when we petition the Father in his name. Prayer of the Church. Let the ears of thy mercy, O Lord, be open to the petition of thy suppliants, and that thou mayest grant their desires, make them to ask what is pleasing to thee. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.